Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. I am your host, Tom B. Stone, with you here live from the SBTV studios here in a frosty New York. Loaded show today, and I will try my best to get it all in so you will be able to digest this litany of information I'm about to give you all. Now, folks, as I've said many times in the past, this is part of the show. This is the part of the show where I tell you if you're easily offended or have children in the room, that I tell you to remove the children or turn my show off. I'm not going to do that because honestly, I think it's really important that you all hear what I'm about to say, and whether you agree or disagree remains to be seen. But I am going to give you the truth. This is not something you're going to hear on mainstream media. So what I want you to do is put your melon real close to the speaker, because today it is not about black or white. It's not about red or blue, Democrat or Republican or what have you. Today's show is about not only the current administration thinks we are the dumbest people alive with no brains, but the mainstream media has doubled down as well. And it's quite insulting. So let me first preface this show by saying that I am gonna address what I mean in a minute. Back to that in a minute. So what I will say is I hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving. And right before Thanksgiving was Joe Biden's 81st birthday. And what I saw was a picture of Joe Biden sitting in front of what looked like a small forest fire on top of a cake. Now, touche. There were 81 candles in this birthday cake, 81. Now, everybody knows, and I do mean everybody, even if you have one brain cell left in your head, knows that if you're over the age of, I don't know, 6, that you should know that when somebody is older than, maybe after 10 candles, it's time to not put that many candles in the cake anymore, and you just buy the numbers. that say you're, in this case, that say Joe Biden's 81, so you buy an 8 candle and a 1 candle. Nope. They bought 81 candles. Put them all in the cake, and there you have confused, cognitively declined, incompetent, as well as incontinent, because I'm sure he shit his pants a couple times, at least. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm sure any of you would, if you've seen that many candles, could have started a, you know, pretty big fire. You think he was able to blow them out? Good Lord. And these are the same people that think we're stupid. So Touche on Joe Biden's staff, because they have about as their IQ combined does not equal my waist size. And these are the people that, these are the people that are running the country, folks. Now, I am going to address something that's a still a harsh topic. As you all know, that Derek Chauvin, the police officer who, by the way, was falsely accused and persecuted in the court of public opinion, sentenced to life in prison for basically killing Black Jesus, George Floyd. Derek Chauvin was a police officer who was doing his job. The 9-minute video that was circling around on social media was just that. A heavily edited depiction of what really went on. If you're lucky, you did see the actual unedited version of that video. And what I got from it is this. Through very many demonstrations that I saw people put on, it is physically, and by the way, common sense, it is physically impossible to choke somebody by putting your knee on the back of their neck. Plain and simple. Look it up if you don't believe me. Okay? It's impossible. George Floyd, and I want you to listen real close. George Floyd did not die of asphyxiation or being choked to death. George Floyd died of an overdose of narcotics, namely fentanyl. How do I know this, you ask? Great question. Because the medical examiner has come forward with the actual report, even though it was kept at wraps for going on 3 years, even after Derek Chauvin was sentenced to life in prison, the official cause of death was a drug overdose, fentanyl. Now, ladies and gentlemen, had George Floyd, in today's climate of the policing, especially in towns like Minneapolis, using a counterfeit $20 bill to buy cigarettes and to cheat money out of the store he was in, which he's done several times before, had George Floyd not been complaining that he wanted to go outside of the car, and had he just sat in the car and complied with the police officers, I'm sure they would have given him an appearance ticket. And even if they didn't, they would have brought him down to the station, printed them, and let him go on a very cheap bill. Maybe $100, $150, whatever. And I'm sure that he would have probably gotten a slap on the wrist. Nope. That's not what happened. So the mainstream media folks lied to every single one of you. And that was righteous anger. Righteous anger in the death of the name of somebody who they wouldn't piss on if he was on fire. This is a man, George Floyd, who held a gun to a pregnant woman's belly while his friends robbed her place and threatened to pull the trigger. You know what I say about that? Well, you get what you give. And I feel absolutely zero sympathy for George Floyd. I feel zero sympathy for people who break the law and do not want to comply with police officers' orders. They're doing their job. But Derek Chauvin, whose attorney with this new information, puts in an appeal, and the court refused to hear it. They denied it. 3 days later, right after Thanksgiving, Derek Chauvin gets stabbed. And by the way, quite brutally. This man should not be in prison. This man should have been fully exonerated after that coroner's report came out. Nope. Apparently, according to Attorney General of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, a leftist maniac, says, you can't change history. Can't rewrite history. It is what he is, and he has to serve out his sentence. Serve out his sentence for what? Doing his job? He's persecuted in the court of public opinion. Period. End of story. He should be exonerated and released from prison. Not only was this man stabbed and in serious condition, but not one official from that prison reached out to any of his family members to let them know what happened. It's infuriating. I am going to also address the 800-pound gorilla in the room, because a writer from Deadspin magazine, a leftist maniac publication that is, a writer named Karen, shockingly enough, by the way, it's a guy, took a picture of a 5-year-old Kansas City Chiefs fan. He was wearing a Kansas City Chiefs jersey with a black long sleeve shirt underneath. One side of his face was painted black. One side of his face was painted red. And he was wearing a headdress. Nothing wrong with that. There's plenty of fans that dress up as their team's mascot all the time. But this man took it way too far. What the left showed you was this man's picture of this child, by the way. One side of his face painted black, and an Indian headdress. It's like, oh, this kid has the nerve to wear blackface at a Kansas City Chiefs game and a headdress insulting two races at the same time. I'm paraphrasing. Has this man lost his mind? This kid, this child, was smeared all over social media over accusations of racism for his attire. By the way, I will mention this child is of Native American descent. And even if he wasn't, it's a free country. People can wear Native American headdresses all they want. It's a goddamn Kansas City Chiefs game. Where's the NFL speaking out on the slander of this kid? Roger Goodell, who thought it was a great idea to change the name of the Washington Redskins to the Washington Commanders. Why? Because the Washington Redskins actually had an Indian on their helmet, Native American on their helmet, and oh, by the way, it actually depicted a real person. Where's Roger Goodell in speaking out against this? Because this is not over. And this child, I'm sure, is going to face more backlash. And his family is probably going to face backlash as well. Because let's face it, folks, the world's gone nuts. Now, the boy's mother did speak out. And the boy is a child and is also of Native American descent. Like, leave him alone, cut it out, stop it. I mean, honestly, what is the world coming to when you cannot just appreciate the fact that a young person is actually enjoying a sport, the game of football? And he likes his team. It's not blackface. It's not cultural appropriation. Little boy is dressed up as a mascot of his favorite sports team. But he's to the left, who are delusional, he's wearing blackface. And all the leftist morons are demanding that the Chiefs and the NFL do something about this horrible fan, this evil cultural appropriation of Native American heritage and African American. Shut the fuck up. That's what I say. Okay? Shut up. You're idiots. Now, if the family of this young boy have any wits about them at all, they will file a lawsuit immediately against Deadspin, the writer of the article, by the way, who didn't apologize, just doubled down on his article. There's a goddamn shock. Double down on his slander of this little boy. You people are unbelievable. And I'm hoping this Deadspin magazine and this Karen person, whatever his name is, I'm actually not shocked his name is Karen, get sued. I hope they get sued. That article did will show the rest of the leftist nut jobs and media that they can follow suit and write and print whatever they want. But that had that been a conservative magazine, forget it. Forget it. Outrageous. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of a short show today. But I do want to take this opportunity to remind you that if you are a fan of this content I provide on this broadcast, Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started, tune in to my colleague Marcus Keynes As I See It on Thursday afternoons at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Great stuff on that show, and very insightful and very good conversation and information given on that show. Once again, Marcus Keynes As I See It, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday afternoons. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank you for listening to my broadcast. I will do the best I can each and every week to bring you the most up-to-date and truthful information I can find for as long as I am on for as long as I am on the air and for as long as there's breath in my body. And thank you for listening to our show. Appreciate you tuning in. Until next time, folks, tune in next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.